We're learning the laws of the 9 days. We're discussing the situation, as we mentioned yesterday, the Suda Mafsekes, in which also happens to be Shal Shudas. So because of this, we mentioned also that, of course, the halachos are quite different, as one does not show signs of public mourning on Shabbos. The Mechaber continues and tells us that Tisha B'Av Leilo Kiyomo L'chol Davar, as opposed to the other fasts, excluding Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, its night is just like the day. Ben Ochem Elam Mibod Yom, Uben Hashmashos Shlo Oser Kiyom Kippur. And therefore, because of this, the onset of the fast, unlike, for example, the 17th of Tammuz, begins at night. And therefore, because of this, as we mentioned, one has to make sure that they finish eating Shal Shudas before Shkias HaChama. 8 o'clock is sunset, so one has to make sure that before that time we have finished our meal. So it's brought down furthermore in the Ramah that what do we do as far as our shoes are concerned? Because the Ramah tells us, Mutter Brachitza V'sicha Nilsa Sandal Ad Ben Hashmashos, that up until this time of twilight, one is allowed to still do these other things. When it comes to the wearing of shoes, it's an issue on Shabbos, this particular Shabbos, because after all, we're not allowed to show any signs of public mourning. And that's being that that's the case, one is not allowed to take off their shoes and put on something which is for the fast before Shabbos is over. Therefore, the Ramah tells us like this: Bechol nohagin lachlots minalim kodim shomer baruchu. It's a little bit confusing. This is not our year, but nonetheless, to learn it, that if Tisha B'Av would fall out on a weekday, we say that we remove the shoes before we begin baruchu. Makes sense, because baruchu, mariv, beginning of mariv, is the time when the fast begins. So obviously, we wouldn't want you to have the leather shoes on at that time. Therefore, on a typical year in which Tisha B'Av does not fall out on a Saturday night, one's shoes should be taken off before Baruch Hu. However, it's a little bit different when it comes to this year. He says, "V'im hu Shabbos," which it is, "Cholzin l'achar Baruch Hu." We remove the shoes after Baruch Hu. And why is this? We said the Mishnah Berurah tells us that "Aser shum siman avelus b'Shabbos." One is not allowed to show any signs of mourning. And therefore, because of that, we have to wait until after we've completely finished the Shabbos, and therefore, immediately after Baruch Hu, which already ushers in the next day, therefore, only then should one take off his shoes, and not before. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out another important idea of removing the shoes after Baruch Hu, which means you're in the middle of the Mariv, Voyiga Bahem Biyadav. When you take them off, you have to kind of kick them off with your feet, and not that you should be touching them with your bare hands. Because if you would do so, the asarach litul yada, you have to end up washing your hands. But of course, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, one of the inuyim is one is not allowed to wash, which of course is significant halachas, what exactly that means. But nonetheless, when it comes to the situation where you did touch your shoes, which you shouldn't have, so then instead of using water, there's other ways that you can clean your hands by rubbing it against a piece of wood or something like that, so that your hands will be clean. But chatchila, one who does take off their shoes after Baruch Hu, which is what would be done this particular year, on Saturday night, they have to make sure that they do not touch the shoes with their hands. However, just to make matters a little more confusing, now this is for everyone else, excluding the chazan. The shliach tzibur, the Ramah tells us, mevad shliach tzibur shecholitz kodim baruch hu. The Ramah tells us that he should take off his shoes before he begins baruch hu. And the question is why? After all, the Mishnah Berurah told us to oser shum siman avelos b'Shabbos, so then why would we say that the shliach tzibur is any different? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, based on the logic, that nei hatiru. He says that the problem is that for everyone else in the congregation, so if you get a little confused, no one's really going to notice. So you take off your shoes after Baruch Hu. But the Shliach Tzibor, who is involved in davening out loud, it's a very easy chance he's going to make a mistake. And therefore, we do not want him to take the shoes off after Baruch Hu in order to minimize such mistakes. And therefore, instead, we tell him to take off the shoes before. But everyone else takes their shoes off after. However, of course, the Havdalah issue, there's no actual Havdalah. We don't drink a cup of wine on Tisha B'Av. We have to wait till the next day, next night to do that, Sunday night. So what do we do with the Havdalah? So he says, in order to be able to say it's no longer Shabbos, you say the words Hamadu min Kodesh Achol, says the Prima Gadim, not saying Shema Malchus. So you don't actually say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You just say Baruch Hamadu min Kodesh Achol. And therefore, on one hand, the Chazan is not going to make a mistake because his shoes will be off before. On the other hand, it's not really Shabbos anymore because he said those words. Now, focusing just for another couple of moments on shoes, another issue that presents itself, as is brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, is Hachan. And one is not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to a weekday. And therefore, if a person has Tisha B'Av shoes, it's an issue if a person would bring those shoes to shul while it's still Shabbos. Because you're preparing from on Shabbos to a weekday, which you're not supposed to do. So one possible Eitzah is that you would bring your shoes, your Tisha B'Av shoes, to shul on Friday before Shabbos. And therefore, of course, that's not a problem. You can prepare Friday to Sunday or Friday to Saturday night. So it's not Shabbos to a weekday. However, in conclusion, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us a very interesting minhag as cited by our Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and perhaps something worthwhile for numerous communities to adapt. V'chein ha-minhag lios b'bayis im chashecha, that a person should be in their house until it's dark, and this is really what we're going to be doing in Oiv Tzedek, because we're going to be having shalshudas in our homes, not in shul, and therefore, miyad im seisa Shabbos omrim baruch ha-mavdil. Immediately when Shabbos ends, 8:50 something, you say the words Baruch Hamadu Mikodesh Achol. Choltin Hamina'alim Belovshin Ali Tisha B'Av. In your homes, instead of having to remember this halacha before Baruch Hu, not Baruch Hu, after, so you take off your shoes at home, and you can put on your shoes and bring them to and walk to shul, drive to shul for that matter. Machlifin Bigdei Shabbos LeBigdei Chol. As well as changing your Shabbos clothes to that of a weekday. B'hoch l'meisach neses, let's feel smarif. Then you can go to shul. So this alleviates a few issues. The issue of, do we put the shoes on before Baruch Hu, after Baruch Hu? Am I going to touch my shoes? It's going to be an issue of hachana. As maybe we're going to be having people bring their shoes to shul even a few minutes while it's still Shabbos. And therefore, for that reason, the minhag of our shul, and I noticed 6 years ago, this was also the minhag of the shul, that when it was done, that we'll be eating the shal shudas of seconds in the home, making sure that we finish before 8 o'clock, and then we would come to shul, but before we come to shul, we would already have said Baruch HaMadim Kodesh HaChol, and have changed our shoes.